morning, Fort McMurray, with Buffalo and the rest of the world. You've tuned in to the Mac City Morning Show. I am your host, Elliot Pierre, and we're going to start today's episode off the same way we start every episode off, with a moment of gratitude. I know you could be doing a million other things with your time, and the fact that you spend it with us truly does mean the world to me, so thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit him with the intro.
Hey, it's Keith Simpson here. I'm the general manager of Norrell Toyota, soon to be Fort McMurray Toyota. Pretty excited for our new dealership. We're here to take care of you. Come on down and be part of our family.
And we are back. Big shout out to our title sponsor, Norrell Toyota. We really do appreciate your ongoing support. As everybody at home knows, I do not introduce my guests because they can do a better job of that than myself. So can you please tell everybody at home who you are and what you're about?
Hi, my name is Daisy and I'm working at Clearwater Physical Therapy. Good morning, Fort McMurray.
There we go. So Daisy, how long have you been working in Fort, or how long, not working, how long have you been in Fort McMurray?
26 years, just here in Fort Mac.
So when you first came here, was Fort McMurray your first destination, or
yes.
Had you been?
Yes.
It was?
Yes, it was.
So what's that like when you first arrived? Because you're from?
Philippines.
So you're from the Philippines, you come to Canada. What time of year was it? What was the temperature like?
It was 1999, May of 1999. Yeah, I came here as a nanny for Sandy. Sandy, she's the owner of Tamarack Physical Therapy before.
Oh, okay.
Sandy folks, and then she, when I first came here, and then they released me, and then she'll pick me up there, from there. Yeah, and that's history.
Okay, that's wild. So, let me hear about how you felt about winter when you first got here.
I'm not used to it. Until now, I'm not used to it. You will see me covered every day, from head to foot, because it's a different thing, because we don't have winter back home. It's just like summer and rainy season, right?
Yeah, so big jump for you.
I know,
every winter I see you, you're like just bundled up, you're like, you got your gloves, like you are ready for the winter.
Yeah.
I always feel I'm ill-equipped, like I'll wear this on a cold winter day and my hands will be like, oh man, they're cold and I'll have to warm them up. Not you. You are always ready to go. That's awesome.
Uh-huh.
So with all those years of you being a nanny here, like when you'd go play outside, but for your winter activities, how did you cope with that?
Oh, I have to bundle up the kids. But the thing is, we still go to my friend's house. We go tobogganing on the Kimberly Hill.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then we have these cookies and hot chocolate with the kids.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He made it so it was warm afterwards.
Yes. We still do some activities winter time.
So now that all the kids are grown up and it's just you, what are you doing to keep busy nowadays?
Well, we're just working here, and then sometimes I have to go out with friends. Watching concerts, some Filipino celebrities who came here in Fort Mac, so please, there's some comedians.
Filipino celebrities?
Yeah.
Like who?
There's some comedians in here, some singer, group singer, the band rock.
Oh, cool. So these are artists that are from the Philippines that come up?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's wild. Who's throwing those events?
Some Filipinos.
Nice. Mm-hmm. So you're getting out there.
Yeah, sometimes.
The other component that I know about you in your life is you love to travel to a certain spot. You like to go back home every once in a while.
Yes.
What's the draw when you go back home as somebody who's been removed for 26 years now? When you go back home, what are the things you like to do?
You know what? I just want to go stay at home. Spend time with my family. That's the thing. And then sometimes I go out with friends. Family time.
So what's that like, family time? Because cultures are all different, right? So like when I sit with my dad, for example, we like to watch movies. There's not a lot of talking necessarily going on.
Oh, we talk a lot.
Okay, so like let me hear what like when you say home, like I know what being home to me looks like. I don't know what being home to you looks like.
Yeah, like we talk a lot. Spend time with some fish balls, the Filipino street food.
Okay.
And then hang out with friends at night time.
Mm-hmm. So when you hang out, because you guys are just like, the Filipino culture in general is so friendly and so like vibrant. So like a hangout for you guys, like what makes that energy level as exciting as it is?
Just have to chat with people that we haven't seen each other. So just picking up the pieces that we have.
Okay, so you guys are good at conversation.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know me, I talk a lot.
Yeah, I know. So where does that come from? in regards to, from a societal standpoint, is like, is that instilled from school? Learn how to communicate? Is that in the home?
Home, school, and Filipinos, you know, refinery. That's a thing too.
Yeah, but where does that come from? Like, where's your insight on that? Like, I have a theory about Canadians, so let me hear yours about Filipinos.
It's just from family, I guess.
Okay.
In school, you get to meet lots of people.
Mm-hmm. So a lot of interactions going on all the time. Here's my theory about Canada, why I think we're so friendly. I think it's because it's cold up here. I think the cold makes us friendly in regards to when it's freezing cold and your car breaks down or you lose your mitt or something happens, you need your neighbor's help or the person driving down the street to come to your aid. So you need to be friendly to that person. So when it's warm, we have it in our heads like, I can't be that mean to this person because it's going to be cold in a few months and I'm going to have to rely on my neighbors and my community. So I think that's a component of why we're so friendly. Like, we really do rely on each other during those cold temperatures. So if that's my theory about why we're so friendly in Canada, like, I don't know anybody that's friendlier than the community from the Philippines, but they don't have cold. So I'm like, what is driving that community to be just that vibrant and that happy? It's a cool thing.
Yeah, it's cool.
Yeah. So here at Clearwater, you've worked here for so many years now, here at Clearwater Physical Therapy. What keeps you working at this facility?
You know what? I really love working here. It gives me opportunity to meet a lot and interact with lots of people, different people, different individuals, right? And I felt so happy when, you know, when they ask questions. I'm here to help them. And it's kind of nice feeling, warm feeling, when they appreciate what you're doing to them, to help them. So that's the thing.
Yeah.
I really love working here.
Yeah, you do.
I talk a lot. Talking to
lots
of people.
Yeah, talking to a lot of people is it. All right. Well, listen, I know you're busy with those phones and other people I have to sit down and talk to. So we're going to cut your episode a little bit short. But before I cut you loose, everybody gets a shameless shout out or plug. So you have the mic, the camera, the lights. Have fun. Who's your shout out to?
Oh, shout out to all my kids, my family, my dear, the Dirks, the Rivera, all my cousins, all my friends, and to the community of Fort McMurray. My day.
There we go. That's the best shout out ever. All right. Well, Fort McMurray with Buffalo, the rest of the world. That's been another episode of the Max City Morning Show. From the bottom of my heart, thank you very much for tuning in. Big shout out to our title sponsor, Neural Toyota, as well as Carrie from Patchouli Rose and the beautiful people at Coldwell Banker. Hope everybody at home is having a great day, and I'll talk to you tomorrow. Peace.
Hi.
There we go. Sweet. Daisy, thank you very much.
This is the first.
Hi, everyone. It's Carrie with Patchouli Rose here at Thickwood Barbershop. If you're wondering what to get your loved one this season for Valentine's Day, I make an all-natural anti-aging skin serum called Good Skin. It's good for men and women, and it's available for purchase here at the barbershop, downtown at the corridor shops and events, and on my website. Thank you for your support.
Talk about quenching your ugly thirst. Yeah.